Well, if you're a bit too relaxed after the summer break and need a jump start, our guest now might have the very thing. Based in Northland at the Maungaturoto on the Kaipara Harbour, Rene Archner has been brewing artisan kombuchas for over 8 years. Only he's now just broken with tradition to make a coffee variety. He's teamed up with Anna McGregor from Auckland roasting company The Coffee Lab, who challenged him to do this. Rene's with us from the beautiful Kaipara. Welcome. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I hope that Skype link's going to hold. So how beautiful is the view out of your office window?
I'm looking at about 20 acres of lovely farmland and rolling hills with the Kaipara Harbour right behind me and some native bush.
It doesn't get much better as an outlook. Tell me about your story. Coming to New Zealand, I think originally from Berlin. Tell me a little of your story coming here.
I met my lovely wife, Lydia, who is Canadian, and she is a midwife. She's been here in New Zealand for 30 years. So we met at a cooking school in California. And yeah, she literally imported me. And we originally lived in the Bay of Islands, moved to Auckland. And yeah, I've been teaching a lot of culinary workshops and classes and vegetarian raw food chef trainings. Yeah, mostly in Auckland. And in 2015, we found this property here after I had started the kombucha in 2013. And yeah, we found this lovely property here with a commercial kitchen on it and couldn't help ourselves but moving everything here without having an idea that 20 acres of land also create a certain amount of work. So we're living and working the dream right now.
So what's on the land?
We got some Dexter cattle, 10 at the moment, lovely cows. We got Wiltshire sheep, around 40, way too many. And goats. My wife loves goats, so we just raised 9 goat kits. They're ready to be weaned. And yeah, a bunch of chickens and a dog.
So listening to you, your background was as a chef. What was the path from chefing to brewing artisan kombucha?
Now, it was I wouldn't call it an accident, but I was teaching a class on fermented foods in Newmarket in Auckland, and kombucha was part of it. So I basically shared what I was doing and, you know, handed out SCOBYs to culture. And people, wow, that's amazing. Do you sell this? I said, no, I just taught you how to make it. Go away. Go on, make your own. No. We would buy it. Are you serious? So that was in 2012, I think. Yeah. So it started with a few private clients that maybe ordered every 2 weeks. And kombucha in the parking lot. The owner of the health food shop said, for you. So yeah, in March.
Yeah, our line's getting a little bit ropey, Rene. We might just have one more go at that. So then you were selling it. I heard selling from a car park of a health food shop. And then what? Did it just, the demand just kept growing?
Yeah, I mean, the owner kind of forced me to put a label on, which I was happy to do. And we were the first kombucha at Faro Fresh in Auckland. They probably have now 6 or 7 brands on the shelf. And yeah, we were supplying from 2013 on all across New Zealand. I mean, the landscape has changed a bit. You know, the South Island, you get a lot of people that brew a really good kombucha locally. But we still supply the majority of the shops in Auckland, Northland, you know, still down to Queenstown. So, yeah. And go ahead.
What are the basics of kombucha? I have to tell you, it's not my thing, but I've never tried it. So that's, you know, it could yet become my thing. I know it is massively popular. It's gone way beyond the hipsters. It's just a hugely popular drink. But what is it as a product and what's the basics of making it?
It's based on a tea. So the traditional way of doing it was probably a home brew. Any household, it's still very popular in Russia and I hear China, based on black tea or green tea, and then just added sugar, take the tea bag out, add the culture, And the culture looks in a way like a mother of vinegar. Yeah, so it's called a SCOBY. It stands for symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, similar to a ginger beer bug, which is also a SCOBY, or kefir grains for milk kefir. And yeah, so that's pretty much it. The turnaround, if you batch brew as we do, is about a week's time. And then it gets bottled, capped, and in the bottle it fizzes up. We're talking about natural kombucha as we do, yeah, so we don't carbonate or add any artificial flavorings and so on to it. So we're not artificially pushing shelf life with our kombucha. We'll just make a traditional brew that anyone could duplicate in their kitchen.
And what is the typical taste? I'm sure the flavours, as we're about to discuss, can be many and varied, but what's the fundamental taste?
Now, when we talk fundamental, which, you know, going back to the original recipe, which would just be black tea and sugar and culture. So, I mean, I like to compare it at times as if you would brew a gumbo tea and add some apple cider vinegar to it. And I personally really don't like that. So we stayed away from black tea or immediately. We don't use it because we avoid the tannins. So, you know, we use different teas, green tea, a Tulsi tea, which is way more floral, has also some Ayurvedic history, that herb, and then a different fruit tea. So we end up with some quite colorful brews that also have, like our range has a very fruity palate. Apart from the coffee kombucha, but you know, I guess we'll get to that.
Well, I'm curious about the coffee kombucha, because how much does this shake up the tradition?
Yeah, in a way, I mean, we're not the first one, you know, this is not me inventing sliced bread here or the wheel. I've been staying away from it because I had tasted some a few years back and yeah, they were just, I didn't like them. And thought, okay, that's that for me with coffee. I will not even go there. And we have been supplying the coffee lab in Glenfield for probably 3 or 4 years now with our pomegranate, turmeric ginseng, and some other flavors. And Anna says, look, have you ever tried making kombucha with coffee? And I said, don't even. No, look, use my beans. Try it at least. So I tried it, and wow, that actually turned out well. And so we played around with a few different beans, and I actually got my coffee ground by her instead of with a hand grinder with a battery drill attached. So we're cold brewing single origin organic coffee and then fermented with our kombucha culture, with the SCOBY. And there's obviously organic golden sugar also included to feed the culture. So it is a break in tradition of kombucha brewing as such, you know, because kombucha, you know, would be defined as a fermented tea or a cultured tea drink.
Is there a noticeable hit from it? It's interesting. I'm not sure there's that big a difference between coffee and tea when it comes to caffeine content, but it always feels so much stronger out of a coffee.
I was surprised. I mean, the long story, medium long. We have a kombucha that is a hit. That's a Guarana Acai one. So the Guarana is, you know, packing quite a punch in terms of caffeine. And I started doing that because my wife couldn't tolerate coffee, and she's a midwife. Getting her through night shifts works. So with the coffee kombucha, I expected a similar outcome. But yeah, to my surprise, it was actually way less in caffeine. So one bottle, if I get that straight, yeah, one of our bottles, 330 mils, has about the equivalent in caffeine as a single shot espresso. So, you know, that is quite stretched out for what you normally get in a 30 to 50 mil shot. So I find that it's actually quite smooth. It's not the peaking effect I get when I drink a cup of coffee, that I, you know, might be euphoric for an hour or so, and then if I don't watch myself, might crash later on. I didn't find that with the kombucha. And yeah, for me, that's more, shall I say, a nice pick-me-up, but not an incredible boost as such, you know, as I would experience with a double shot flat white somewhere.
And what's the feedback from the customers?
So far, the coffee lab is going big guns, of course. It's their coffee. And Anna has
quite a lot of her colleagues on our coffee kombucha, other brewers or roasters, other coffee roasters, including her dad, who has a background in the wine industry. And, you know, wow, I really love this. Can I get more? I was like, wow, you can. So we've been at the moment with the coffee kombucha. We are really new to market with it. So we have been supplying some smaller health food stores at the moment, and I'm still in the process of sending out samples. So, yeah, the people that, what should I say? The people that have taken it on board actually sell it. Other people, it was including myself in the beginning. The first taste is like, whoa, that's different. I'm not sure anyone will like this. And as I got educated, people like it. So but it is a bit of a, what shall I say, a marketing job at the moment, because some people go straight away. It's like, no, that is weird. I'm like, okay, that's you. We'll go to the next one. So there's people that love it, while other people say, oh, look, I'll stick to tea. Well, that's great.
So what will you do, Rene, if it takes off? Like, you've got this, I can hear the birds in the background. Yes. You've got this amazing lifestyle. It's already a very busy lifestyle on 20 acres. Do you have a sort of a plan as to how much you want business to grow versus, you know, lifestyle?
I hear you. I hear you, Catherine. And if I would be 21 right now, I would say, sure, I'll grow to the moon and back. But it is a balance. I completely hear you. We have capacity, though. We can, at the moment, we can easily brew and sell 500 liters of kombucha a week. Last week saw us around 400 liters. And I can probably triple that volume. There's no problem. And, you know, we have capacity, and if it really grows, wouldn't say out of hand, but way beyond that, I also have backup. So we can, you know, that's always a part of a negotiation. If someone really loves it and wants a large scale volume on a regular basis, you know, we can sort that out.
Good stuff, Rene. I'll have to give it a go myself. It might be the year.
Please.
I've had far too many beverages in my life, frankly. But this one's probably healthier than some of them. So I will I'll give it a go. Thanks very much for thank you for being with us. Rene Achner. And the latest of his kombucha brews is one made with coffee. More details on our website, rnz.co.nz, if you want to learn more or try and hunt some down.